Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. We need an eternal Savior because things just simply change. Our hope is in an eternal Savior. Things around us are changing, and they change quite rapidly. They never change in the way that we expect them to change, or sometimes they do. And many things will come when we thought that we had considered everything, and there is a new avenue by which we are approached by a problem. There are certain changes that we do expect. The scriptures, of course, tell us that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. And we're glad that we have this unchanging Savior. But look at the way that this world, people trust in this. They will say, as sure as the sun will arise or will rise tomorrow, I'll do such and such. But you know, the sun changes its angle of the earth rotates, and the angle of the rays that hit the earth are changed. And even the wind, it changes. We talk about people changing their minds like the wind. In one moment, it's going one way, and another moment, it's going another. Even the seasons change. They come and go. We know not when they will. We have a general idea when they are going to start, but then when they start, it doesn't look like they've arrived, or has the old one has gone away. And there are situations in our bodies that change. We are so glad, however, that we have a Savior who changes not. And we think again of things that happen out of order. You have parents having to bury children. You have the faithful dying before the wicked, those who don't seem to care for the things of the Lord, and those who don't want to do right, they seem to prosper. The wicked people are prospering, and the righteous are suffering. And it seems as though no one hears, and the Lord is allowing the wicked to get away. Well, I've come to understand that the Lord doesn't always pay off on Friday. Payday is not always on Friday with the Lord, nor is it at the end of the month, nor is it at the end of the year. And sometimes there are those who will leave this life, and we still will feel, but Lord. And even with the case of one as Job, a righteous man, eschewed evil, He was an upright man before his neighbors and in his area. He feared God. He loved the Lord. And yet he suffered. He was attacked greatly by the hands of the wicked one, the devil. And if we had just Job's story of him starting in chapter 2 and skipping, leaving out those portions about what Satan's accusations were, then we could join in with Eliphaz and all of the Bildad and these and say, now, Job, certainly there is something wrong. You have done something wrong, and that's why things have taken the turn for you as they have been. And many times, because we don't know what that scene was, even today, we may be tempted to think that we can fill in all the blanks, and we can't. The fact is that things change. The Lord does not. And he would have us to put our hope in him. The psalmist, he was a person just as you and I are, and he had difficulties also. In Psalm 73, he talks about how it was that he saw the wicked prospering. He didn't understand how this and how this was going to happen, how it was happening. And yet he said, Lord, I don't understand. I go and I do this, and but then he goes to the house of the Lord, goes to the sanctuary, then he understands their end. And so if the Lord allows the wicked to prosper in this life for a long time, and then they still take that length of life and use it for a longevity of sin and go out of this life living in their sin, the Lord has shown great mercy and great grace to them. If he takes the one who is righteous, who is rightly related to him, and he takes that one out in an early year, then he has fulfilled his purpose early. What is his will? That these who are trusting in me will be with me where I am. That's God's plan for us. I'm glad we have an unchanging Savior. We will be with him one day forever, never ever separated from him. And then I got this strange thought about, well, if we're in eternity, and then for some reason or another, the Lord would decide that he doesn't want us to be with him, that still wouldn't be a good situation, would it? We want to be with him, and he will make us to be a part of him, and he will never abandon us. He is going to be with us throughout all eternity. We will be with him. We are kept by his power. See, the work of salvation was begun by the Lord. The work of salvation will be sustained and is sustained by the Lord. The work of salvation is God's work. He's the one who redeemed us while we were yet sinners. And I'm glad again about the blood of Christ, that in all eternity, there will never ever be a time that anyone will be able to dig up a sin and say, oh, this one was not put under the blood. No. Christ died for our sins, and the mind that he has about us when we come to him for salvation, it changes not. Situations do, but he doesn't. His love remains. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.